GMO crops are ones that have had their genetic material altered. The process itself is often called genetic engineering, part of the broader scientific field of biotechnology. The engineering is done to produce a desired effect, such as a plant that repels bugs and other pests, or a plant that is resistant to a particular type of weed killer. The idea is that a farmer can spray weed killer or herbicide without hurting the main crop. Those are the two most common genetic modifications. Scientists say others can potentially add nutritional values, such as vitamins, or make a plant more resilient to drought conditions. GMOs first came onto the commercial market in the United States in 1996 and then exploded. Today, according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture, genetically engineered crops are planted on about half of all U.S. farmland. More than 60 GMO crops have been approved for food or feed supplies. The major ones include corn, cotton, and soybeans. USDA figures show GMOs are in 93% of the U.S. soybean crop, 85% of the U.S. corn crop, and 82% of the U.S. cotton crop. This information comes from the USDA's Economic Research Service in a report published last month. Bill Dorman, HPR News.